Okay, we'll call the technical committee together. Carrie, do your thing.
Okay, we're going to do roll call, and first we're going to go around the table if everyone can say their name and their organization that they're with, and then I'll grab the virtual attendees. So Pam, if you'd like to go first.
Pam Jock with the Evansville MPO.
Matthew Bullock with PennDOT.
Jennifer Scott with the Evansville MPO.
Thomas Witt, KYTC Central Office Planning.
Nate Hahn, Evansville Airport.
Brian Mundy, City Engineer, Evansville.
Hugh Boschucci with MPO.
Aaron Schrieffer with MPO.
Luke Hill with NDOT.
Emily Sprinkle with NDOT.
Chai Mamidala with JCU.
Carrie Aiken with the MPO.
Matt Schrieffer with MPO.
And now we'll go through everyone that's on virtual. So if you can say present or yes, Karen Brooks with Easter Seal.
Yes.
Lori Van Hook with Evansville Trails Coalition.
Yes, present.
Jessica Waddle with KYTC District 2.
Present.
David Berterhausen and Dot Vincennes.
Present in Dot Vincennes.
Jonathan Siebeking, Mets.
Present.
And Crystal Windhouse, Heart Transit.
I'm present.
Is there anyone that I missed? Thank you, Nate.
Thank you for the roll call. Minutes have been circulated from last meeting. Does anyone have any comments, questions, edits to those minutes? Hearing none, accept a motion to approve.
I motion.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Yeah. We motion a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none. The minutes from last month or last meeting have passed. Old business project update and not Pam.
We'll start with the Indiana LPA projects, the City of Evansville, 3rd Street. The consultant is revising the design contract to reflect the phasing of the project, 4th Street to Walnut as phase one and Walnut to 3rd as phase two. Moving on to the Vandenberg County projects, Oak Hill Road construction activities began on March 9th. Oak Hill Road closure has been established. They're working to install the water line from Lynch going north, and utility relocations are underway. The Winberg Road Bridge over Locust Creek. The stream and wetland mitigation credits have been purchased. And then the Warrick County projects. Telephone Road from Bell Road to Sheephead Road. DBI is working on completing the subgrade operations between Coal Mine and Fuquay. Storm is close to being completed on Fuquay. Asphalt, except for surface. Curb and gutter and drives are complete from Bell 2 and including Coal Mine. Epworth Road Phase 1. 22 of the 25 parcels have had offers accepted. MOT coordination with the City of Evansville, NDOT, and the hospital is ongoing. Utility work plans are being finalized. Permit applications being finalized. As stage three plans are at 75% complete. Epworth Road phase two. Historic properties short report submitted on March 24th of 2026. They're working with the cemetery property owner to schedule field work. And Oak Grove Road phase four. Right-of-way engineering is underway. Received approval to submit the draft environmental document before having MPAA approval, and NDOT will check on the status of the MPAA review and approval. And then lastly, the LPA projects for Kentucky, Kentucky 2183 and Kentucky 1539. The current project scope includes purchasing a right-of-way to maintain appropriate intersection site distance. KYTC design section is working on determining the size of the site distance triangles to develop cost estimates for potential acquisition. And now I'll pass it over to NDOT for their update.
Starting off with R44898. These are the intersection improvements, Stockwell, Crosspoint, Burkhart, and Van. They are working on pavement removal and subgrade treatment. And then the next contract are 42287, Rosenberger and Schutte, working on bridge foundations. Pavement work has restarted again. And then going to the next page with R45152, these are intersection improvements at Wabash and St. Joe. A pre-construction conference was held, waiting to receive start date from the contractor. Going on down to R45753 at St. Petersburg Road, having to redo the title work for this project to capture the correct number of parcels for it will most likely need to be moved back a few months to include the extra right-of-way and utility work. R44013, these are Stockwell, Bakey intersections with the bridge deck overlay in between. The final field check was held earlier this week on Monday. Right-of-way parcels are going through the combination process. They should be cleared up by June. Stage three documents will be submitted early to mid-June, and we are working through utility conflicts. And the project underneath that is the US 41 rebelization. Stage two plans have been submitted, working on permit determinations, utility coordination, and doing title research. Geometric review meeting was held, and they are addressing comments. And then the next page are 44500, intersection improvements at Green River and University Parkway. For University Parkway, working through environmental comments and working on stage two design. For State Road 57 in Daylight, working with county on detour route and finalizing what maintenance of traffic will look like for the project. Going on down to US 41 at Lynch, R39923, railroad coordination and utility coordination is ongoing. Environmental meeting took place in March to try and limit impacts to require a lower level environmental document. And then R45795, further down the page, Covert Avenue. Stage one plan design is underway. And then the project underneath that is the Green River Road intersection improvement. Geometric review is complete, and we are working on addressing comments. And then the last page, the last couple projects I want to hit on is R46290. These are intersection improvements, Bell Road, Epworth Road in Evansville, and traffic. We're waiting on final fee negotiations. And then the last one, R44499, intersection improvement at St. George. We are waiting on a new engineering report from the consultant to go with a new alternative for the design. And I just heard back this morning that the new engineering report will be back at NDOT sometime around September. And those are the NDOT project updates.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions on the updates from the NPO or from NDOT? And here you can't wait, someone else to part way through there.
Like Yeah. We already say Camille Robinson. Okay, so we have Nick Hall and Camille Robinson.
Thank you for adding them to the roll call. Under new business, we have TIP modifications and amendments. Erin, I believe that's you.
Okay,
Since our last meeting, we processed 10 modifications in total. Two of the projects were added for pavement striping and guardrail installation on Kentucky 416. Five projects were modified by NDOT, and that included adding a project in Warwick County on I-64 for small structure pipelining. Vandenberg County revised the county bridge inspection project by moving all of the program funding out of fiscal year. And two modifications were processed by METS to revise funding for capital assistance and a fixed route bus.
Keep going.
Okay. Then the next one, for an amendment, we processed amendment from KYTC and NDOT for Section 2, which is the bridge portion of the I-69 ORX project. Currently, the TIP lists innovative funding as the funding source for construction. So this amendment provides more details on that funding, which includes Kentucky National Highway Funds, Kentucky Garvey Funds, and federal TIPIA funds that are shared between Indiana and Kentucky.
Okay. Any questions on the modifications or the amendment? Okay, we do need a motion on the TIP amendments.
Dave Berhauser for NDOT. I move that we adopt all the NDOT amendments.
Okay, we have a motion, David, and a second for Matthew. Any discussion, questions, comments? Hearing none. All those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, hearing none. The motion passed. We don't have anything in other business. Is there anyone that would like to make a public comment? Hearing none, upcoming dates are on the agenda. You'll stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you.